train, you can say away. The curtain rises, the show has begun.
And you are welcome. Here we are in the Civic Auditorium, where despite the fact that Oscar, the train flea, is still missing, we feel the show must go on. And so, we bring you the second act of the Texaco Town Folly. Lights, curtains, music.
Nights were blue, now they're gray. What to do since he's away? Eyes are dry, life is true. That's why we appeal to you. Where is Oscar? We'd like to know. If there's no Oscar, then there's no show. Souls are sad, bells are tolling. Oscar is lost.
Strayed or stolen.
If you find Oscar, please bring him to me. There's no one like Oscar, even though he be a flea. If you're listening, Oscar, listen to my plea. Oscar, come back to me.
Once again, the 45,000 dealers who serve you with fire chief gasoline and other Texaco products present your master of ceremonies, His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, thank you. Hello, Jimmy. Hello, everybody.
Did you find him?
No.
Oscar is still missing?
Yes.
Remember, people are looking for Oscar all over the country.
They haven't even scratched the surface yet. Oh. Where is Oscar?
Telegram from Miss Cantor.
Oh, maybe that's some news. Maybe some news from Oscar. Give it to me, boy.
Who is it from, Eddie?
Walter Winchell. Gee, he knows everything, maybe.
Go on, read it, read it. What's he say?
It says, Dear Eddie, I've located Oscar. He's making a picture at the 20th Century Fox Studio under the name of Ben Burney. Oh. Why should he be kidding like that, Jimmy?
Well, I'll bet you received thousands of telegrams like that.
Yes, and letters, too, but no trace of Oscar.
No.
Honestly, it's enough to drive me to drink.
Oh, sure, drink. You took one little drink, New Year's Eve, and passed out.
Yeah, wasn't that funny, Jimmy? When I came to, I heard the waiter saying, 1937, Mr. Cantor. I said, Happy New Year to you, too. He said, No, 1937, that's your bill. Imagine that for a few drinks. What was I drinking, platinum?
But that's not all. Before we left, they charged us $20 a head.
Yeah, they should have charged you $40 for the head you had New Year's Day.
Oh, go away, will you? I felt pretty good.
Go on, you're a firecracker drinker.
A firecracker drinker?
Yeah, you're no good after the fourth.
Oh, Eddie, was I really that bad?
Bad? Listen, your own wife, Betty Jane, told me when you got home in a taxi, you handed her a $0.50 tip and said to the taxi driver, Come on, honey, make me some scrambled eggs and we'll go to bed.
Well, Eddie, if that's the way I acted, I'm making a resolution never to touch another drop.
Yeah.
How about your resolution?
Listen, I'm resolving never to insult you or Renard again. That's resolution number one.
You're never going to insult us again, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine, Eddie. And what is resolution number two?
To pay no attention to resolution number one. And resolution number three...
What's that?
During 1937, I will brush my teeth twice a day with Pedico.
Wait a minute, Eddie. We're working for Texaco.
All right. You want me to brush my teeth with fire cheese?
Your resolutions don't mean a thing.
Well, here's one that does, buddy. I promise from now on never to lose my temper.
Go on. You're too weak. You'll break that one in 2 days.
I will not, wise guy.
Don't lie about it. Admit it.
Don't tell me I'm lying about it, Jimmy Wallington. If I say I won't lose my temper, I won't lose my temper.
Don't yell at me.
Well, then, you big ox, don't tell me that I can't control my temper. I can control as good as any man. I can be as calm as a little baby if I want to. He tells me I lose my temper. How do you like it? I don't want to lose my temper. I'm all right. Come on, come on. I know how to control my temper.
Well, I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm awfully sorry. I know that Oscar thing has upset you, hasn't it?
It has, Jimmy. But I'm a good trooper. Look, I'll carry on. Now, Jimmy, this part of the Technical Town Follies, mm-hmm. I want you to help me dramatize some of the outstanding events of 1936. Mm-hmm. You and I, Jimmy Wallington, will impersonate all the principal characters. Here we go. The greatest mistake that was made during the year 1936, 1935, 34, and all the way back to 1776 was made in a poll conducted by the Literary Digest. James Wallington interviews the gentleman in charge of the poll.
I came here for an interview.
In speaking to you, Mr. Wallington, the world's greatest radio announcer...
The world's greatest... How do you like that? Still making mistakes. Get out of here.
In 1936, the Dionne Quintuplets celebrated their second birthday. We take you to Callander, Ontario, where the most widely advertised babies speak to you in person. Yvonne.
Hello.
Emily.
Hello.
Annette.
Hello. Scoochie, 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 scoochie.
Cecile.
Hello, madame, monsieur.
Marie. Come on, Marie. Say something, Marie.
Come on and say something, will you? Come on, say something to us.
No, I didn't get paid for yesterday.
During the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia, the most important statement was not made at the convention, but in a suite of rooms at the Bellevue Stratford Hotel. Here is a statement by one of the country's outstanding Democrats.
What have you got?
3 aces.
I can't win a pot all night.
In the world of sports, Jesse Owens was the athletic hero of 1936. We interview Jesse Owens. Mr. Owens, what is the fastest thing you've ever done?
You know the Super Chief train on the Santa Fe?
Yes.
Well, I raced that train from Chicago to California.
And what happened?
I beat the train by 10 hours.
10 hours? Marvelous.
I would have beaten it by 12 hours, but I stopped off at Albuquerque to help an Indian who was in trouble.
Well, what did you do for the Indian?
I gave him some Fire Chief gasoline.
Fire Chief gasoline?
Yeah, that's the best thing for engine trouble. The greatest event in radio during 1936 happened on Sunday night, September the 27th. Eddie Cantor did not mention Ida and his 5 girls.
The Associated Press interviews the screen sensation of the year, Robert Taylor.
Now, Mr. Taylor, to whom do you attribute all your success?
To the ladies.
Oh, a ladies' Taylor. Now, tell me, Mr. Taylor, is there any particular lady for whom you show a preference?
Whom do you mean?
Miss Barbara Stanwyck.
Please don't mention any names.
All right. You don't want me to mention Barbara's now? Right, no. I won't do it all. Now, tell me, did you wear your hair this long for the picture Camille?
Yes.
Don't you think you should see a Barbara?
Please, please don't mention Miss Stanwyck's name.
No, I won't mention it. On the estate of Leo Carrillo last Sunday, you had a lot of fun with broiling steaks and chops.
Oh, it was delightful.
A sort of a barbecue.
Oh, please, I ask you not to mention her name.
Now, Mr. Taylor, I'm going to ask you to demonstrate your method of hugging the female stars with whom you appear in pictures. And if you don't mind, I'll just play a female star. Go ahead, Mr. Taylor, show me what you do.
Well, I usually put my right arm around them with my hand in the small of their back, like this.
Go on, go on.
I put my left arm around their neck. So.
Oh, Mr. Taylor, you're so barbarous. I can't stand with this.
And then I press.
Yes.
And press.
Yes.
And press.
Now you're a real tailor.
And then.
Yes.
Then the final embrace. Like this.
Oh.
Now, what do you think that does to them?
I don't know what it does to them, but it broke 3 of my best cigars. Get out of here. The old year is gone and the new year is on, and I'm wishing you wonderful things. Each letter you send makes me feel you're my friend. I can't tell you the joy that it brings. So keep writing me once in a while, and I'll answer by making you smile. Oh, New Year's Eve horns were blowing and champagne was flowing. Jimmy Wallington acted the clown. I know one certain smarty who paid for the party.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl. East and West play their football. The Pittsburgh team won it hands down. They took one private lesson from a man, I'll start guessing.
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town. One night for a pastime, I played for the last time that strip poker game of renown. For a couple of Mondays, who stayed home in his undies?
Who?
The mayor of Texaco Town.
Oh, Pardon me for laughing. I can hardly speak. Here comes Park Your Carcass, that funny Greek.
Well, Carcass, yes. Tell me, where is Oscar?
I found him in a book, and is he mad?
Wait a minute, you found him in a book, and he's mad?
Yeah, right here, it says Oscar Wilde.
Come get out of here, Oscar Wilde, you fool, you. Go away. Didn't I tell you to get in touch with J. Edgar Hoover in Washington?
Oh, that's all right. Hoover has got his men looking for Oscar.
He has? G-men?
No, Fleeman.
Fleeman. Harvey, I'll bet you never called Hoover. You lied to me again. Evidently, you never heard of George Washington.
Who?
Washington, Washington. First in war, first in peace.
Yeah, and last in the Rose Bowl game.
Yep. Don't worry. They put up a great fight. Rose Bowl game? What do you know about the Rose Bowl game?
Me? I saw that game last Friday in Glendale.
Glendale?
Yeah.
Why, the game was in Pasadena.
I had a 50-cent seat.
Yep. Off your carcass, you're lying again, because there were no 50-cent seats.
That's so. Jimmy Washingbord went with Jack Renard, and he had a quarter seat.
You mean Wallington had a quarter seat?
Yeah, Renard had the other three quarters.
Yep.
Say, listen, you know, last year I had a seat on the 50-yard line and I didn't like it.
Wait a minute, you had a seat on the 50-yard line and you didn't like it? Why?
Because the white stuff got all over my blue pants.
Yep. Tell me, did you see Renard and Wallington at the game?
Did I see him? I had to take him with me.
Wait, what do you mean you had to take him with you?
Doctor's orders.
Doctor's orders?
Yeah, I was sick in bed on the day of the game.
Yeah?
And the doctor told me if I got to go to the game, be sure and take two pills.
Yep. You know an awful lot about football players.
I should once I manage the All-American Greeks.
The All-American Greeks?
Yeah.
Tell me, where did you hold your New Year's game?
In the finger bowl.
In the finger bowl?
Yeah, but nobody could find the place.
They couldn't locate it. Why didn't you put your name on it?
Ah, how would that look? Park your carcass in a finger bowl.
With open arms you'll greet her. There's no one any sweeter than delicious, delightful, the lovely Deanna Durbin.
Sweet summer breeze with smiling trees, star shining.
It was beautiful, and here's a little kiss for you. Tell me, what was the name of that song?
Kiss Me Again.
Oh, I will.
Eddie, what? Remember, I'm here.
Oh, I'll kiss you, too.
Hey, wait a minute. No.
What's the matter?
No, I'm here with some information.
About Oscar?
Just a minute. I want to tell you what I think.
Say, you, whoever you are, can't you see we're busy?
Well, I just want
to... Well, let him talk to me. Maybe he knows where Oscar is.
No, not that. I want to say that I believe there is no difference in gasoline.
How do you like that? What do you mean? Let me talk to you. Wait a minute. I'll fix that up in a minute. Just answer three questions, mister.
Go ahead.
Question number one. Do fire engines pick up fast?
Yes. If they didn't, it would be just too bad for us homeowners.
Question number two. Do they have power to drive their tremendous weight at high speed?
Anyone who ever saw a fire engine knows that.
Question number three. Did you ever see an ambulance have trouble starting?
No. I've seen them in zero weather, and they start right on the button.
Now you tell them, Jimmy. I leave it to you, old boy.
Fire chief is different. It's made to meet special power requirements of emergency vehicles like fire engines, ambulances, and police cars. It is the lightning action gasoline. That's why it helps start any car faster on cold days and gives you full-powered pickup on the open road. Prove it right in your own car. Fill up with Fire Chief and enjoy this modern, improved gasoline. It costs no more than the gasoline you are now using. You can get a tank full wherever the Texaco star is displayed at the 45,000 Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast.
Thank you, Mr. Wallington. And please tell Mayor Cantor that if I hear of Oscar's whereabouts, I'll come right over and let him know.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jack Renard dedicates his orchestra to the mother and father of a good friend of mine. Mr. and Mrs. Rubinoff are celebrating tonight their golden wedding anniversary. Ladies and gentlemen, last week during the playing of Uncle Tom's Cabin, we were interrupted by the disappearance of Oscar. While everyone is searching for him, tonight we'll continue with Uncle Tom's Cabin. Here we go.
Say, Eddie Scranton, yep. When do I cross the ice?
Wait a minute, you're playing Uncle Tom. Last week you started to play Liza. Remember you played Liza?
What's that?
I said last week you played Liza.
Yeah, you think you played good?
Yep. Wait a minute, will you please? Quiet. And remember, Uncle Tom, I'm playing Little Eva, and I'm going to heaven.
How could you go to heaven when you own the other place?
What? How do you mean? How do you mean I own the other place?
I heard your wife give it to you this morning.
Get away from me, will you? Will you stop that nonsense? We're doing a play. Did you ever have any experience as an actor?
Last summer, I was a big hit with the Theater Guild.
You fool. The Theater Guild was closed last summer.
No wonder I didn't get any applause.
Yep. Oh, come on, you dumb ox. Let's rehearse the scene where Little Eva, that's me, is dying. See, I'm dying. Page two.
All right, I got it.
Uncle Tom, I hear strange voices. Awfully strange voices. Tell me, what can it be?
I think it's Renard's musicians asking for overtime.
Oh, stop. Uncle Tom, I'm going to leave, Uncle Tom. I'm going to leave you.
How much?
Yep. How much do you want?
2 tickets on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hark, you cock. I'm playing Little Eva, who's about to die. I'm about to die, and you're talking about football.
Well, ain't that the time to kick off?
Never mind. I'll skip the rehearsal with you. Where's Simon Legree?
Wait a minute. How much are you giving me to play Uncle Tom? I want $80.
All you get is $40. You know why?
Why?
Because you're a half-wit.
Yeah? It's a shame you got to work for nothing.
Yep. Get away from me, will you, please? Go on in and blacken up while I rehearse Jimmy and Renard, huh?
Well, Eddie, am I still Simon Legree this week?
Yeah. Yeah, and here comes Renard. He's playing all of the bloodhounds.
Woof, 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 woof.
Hey, why?
That's enough, that's enough.
Why is he barking like that?
Why does he bark like that?
Yeah.
He always barks when he sees a cat, so you can imagine how crazy he gets when he sees a puss like yours.
Woof, 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 woof.
Wait a minute. Stop with the woof already, will you? Now, let's start on top of page 3, Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
You're in front of the cabin, yeah, and you're singing. Now, go ahead.
Sing?
Go ahead.
Old Lady River, that old Lady River. It may be something, but I...
No, wait a minute, Uncle.
What?
It's not Old Lady River, it's Old Man River. Old Man River.
Not this one. I'm singing about Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Uncle Tom.
What?
Uncle Tom, where is heaven? Uncle Tom, where is heaven?
Don't worry, where's heaven? Just worry, where's Oscar?
Quiet. Quiet, Tom.
Yes?
Hi. Here comes Simon Legree.
Ah, there you are, you rascal. I'm going to thrash you with my whip.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Don't hit him. Don't hit him unless he gets a laugh. Don't hit him.
All right, take... That!
So you built me and you flay me, the $40 they got to pay me. You're a better man than I am, Simon the Greek.
Well, Eddie, they're gonna stop me.
Yeah?
One, two, three, four.
Woof! Woof!
Oh, get away!
There's a gentleman on the phone with information about Oscar.
Oh, information about Oscar. Good. I'll go out and I'll find him.
Eddie, you can't go this minute. You're programmed to do a song.
Say, I'll go, Eddie Stanton, because I love Oscar like a brother.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm so nervous. I can jump and clap my hands.
Good. Then go right into your song.
I never studied astronomy. I don't know Venus from Mars. But I love anything that is heavenly. When I'm under the stars, I've got a favorite star above. He never tells me a lie. So won't you pardon me if I speak of love to my friend in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are. Oh, shine from above, for I feel that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle in the sky, while I give romance another try. Oh, shine, silvery light, for I feel that tonight is the night. Confidentially, does she care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are. Oh, shine from above, for I'm sure that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are. Oh, shine from above, for I feel that I'm falling in love. Twinkle, twinkle in the sky, while I give romance another try. Oh, shine, silvery light, for I feel that tonight is the night. Confidentially, does she care for me? Did I hear you say that everything's okay? Oh, that's all I want to know. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, way up in the heavens where you are. Oh, shine from above, for I'm sure that I'm falling in love.
Hey, Eddie Francis.
Yeah.
Listen, I got news.
News, Parkiakakis. What did you learn about Oscar?
I found out where he is.
Where?
He's in Cleveland.
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
My little train flea. How did he get there?
On a greyhound.
Get out of here. Oh, I'm going crazy. I must find someone who knows where Oscar is hiding. Look. Look, there's a fella here down on his knees. Maybe he's searching for Oscar. No, he's rehearsing Mammy. It's my friend, the head salesman for Rinso and Lifebuoy, Al Jolson. That's who it is. Tell me, what's the idea of you coming here tonight?
Eddie, I'm here for the celebration.
What celebration? There's no celebration.
Oh, yes, there is. Anytime you can get me to appear for nothing, brother, that's a celebration.
Albert, you are a sweetheart. You know, I've always had a lot of respect for that name, J-O-L-S-O-N.
I don't know about that J-O-L, but the S-O-N. Oh, Tanner, don't you wish you had one?
For me, it would be a new life, a boy. What it would do for me.
I don't know what it would do for you, but I know what life boy has done for me.
Jolie, lightning action, a fast pickup for any emergency. That's fire chief gasoline. Doesn't that do something for you?
It doesn't do nothing to me.
Well, it may not do anything for you, but it's doing plenty for me.
Eddie, yeah. You know there's lots of people who never heard you sing my song, Mammy. You know they might enjoy hearing Tanner doing a Jolson.
Okay, Renard. One chorus of Mammy in E flat.
Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west, but I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, Mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Eyes are coming. Sorry that I made you wait. Eyes are coming. Hope and pray I'm not too late. Mammy, Mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My Mammy.
I believe that there might be a few people who would like to hear Jolson doing a canter.
All right, Mr. All right, Mr. Renard. Play me Margie in any flat. Margie, I'm always thinking of you, Margie. I'll tell the world I love you. Don't forget your promise to me. But I have bought the home and ring and everything for Margie. You've been my inspiration, days are never blue. And after all is said and done, there is really only one, Margie, Margie, if you.
Well, that was grand. Now, why don't we harmonize to the tune of good old Dinah? Renard, let's have it.
Dinah. Is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know her. Show her to me or Dinah. With your Dixie eyes blazing, I would love to sit and gaze in through the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? Because my dynamite change your mind about gates to do that dance in heaven. Shoot me hunger night at 7 weeks. Give me a piece of pie or Dinah. If you want to be with Dinah, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Thanks, Al. It was swell of you to come down. And one of these Tuesdays, I'll return the compliment. I'll be the technical star for Rinso. And now, the only thing remaining on my mind is, where is Oscar?
I love to spend each Sunday with you.
Good night.
Whenever you hear